Uno, dos, tres.
RIP to the competition.
I heard that death coming through you. I heard that death coming through you. I heard that death coming through you.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Threes Across Sportscast. I'm your host, Ray Jones. I got my go-to girl, Kelsey Nelson, in the house.
What's up, everyone?
And the big man, James Hippolyte.
Hey, what's good?
How y'all doing today? Y'all feeling good?
I'm excited. I miss y'all.
It's good to see y'all. Y'all looking nice, looking nice. All right. Well, let's get a quick rundown of the show today. We're going to talk about Steph Curry, of course, and the tremendous run that he's on right now. We're going to talk about some comments that Kerry Champion made about Kevin Durant. Very interesting. I'm anxious to get on that topic. We're going to talk about Joe Johnson. He's been waived by the Brooklyn Nets. We're going to talk about his potential landing spots. We're also going to talk about Duke player Grayson Allen. He has a couple things he's been doing lately that we don't necessarily agree with. And then lastly, we're going to start getting into some football talk. Kaepernick, of course. We're going to talk about all the quarterbacks as free agents. RG3 potentially could be a free agent. And Kirk Cousins. Kelsey, how you feel about Steph Curry and the run he's on right now, man? He's been doing a lot of big things.
Yeah, let's talk about last night. We saw Steph Curry score 51 points. 51 points. And he's just doing stuff, obviously, that we haven't seen before. I feel like he's revitalized just the game of basketball. And then before that, he scored 10 threes last night. I mean, it's like you can't block the guy. He scored a shot from freaking half court, Ray and James. Like, It's ridiculous. Like, everything he throws up is crazy. Like, I know Steve Kerr made a comment yesterday basically saying, like, a three-point shot for Steph Curry is like a foul shot, you know, for anyone else. Because it's just, like, sure to go in. And I want to say this to you guys, because obviously right now we know that the Golden State Warriors are 52-5. So let's just say that they keep on the streak, right? Do y'all think they'll finish 77-5, 76-6, 75-7, 74-8, 73-9, or 72-10? Or, I mean, is it something else? Do you think this like streak is going to stop?
No. Hold on. She just threw a lot of numbers
at us. I did. I threw a lot of numbers.
All the numbers, but none of those numbers are...
Doing math this morning.
I think it's none of the above. I think they're going to go 71-11.
I think they're going to get the record, honestly. I feel as though they're playing crazy right now. Steph Curry is really hot right now. 128 straight games with a three-pointer. That's an all-time record, of course.
Right.
So I feel like he's unstoppable at this point. He can pretty much hit any shot he takes, and he has the green light to shoot any shot he wants. Klay Thompson is playing great. They're pretty much healthy for the most part, besides Boga had a little nagging injury, and then Harrison Barnes just came back recently. Draymond Green is playing great on both sides, a lot of triple-doubles. I feel like they have the potential to break the record and actually advance the record even higher, maybe 76 games.
People are saying Oklahoma is the team to beat them. They have the best chance to beat them. That's what Van Gundy said last night, so I don't know.
Interesting. I don't see it. I really think Golden State's going all the way. And I mean, OKC, yes, they're great, but I just feel like, I mean, Golden State's on something else right now. And if Steph Curry keeps playing the way that Steph Curry is playing right now, they're a very scary, very dangerous team. And I don't see any other team in the Western Conference really giving them a problem, obviously, except the San Antonio Spurs, which I personally think are still a good team. But you have an aging, older team, and I think the Golden State Warriors are going to capitalize on that.
So you talk about Steph Curry. Is he the clear-cut MVP again? Back-to-back
MVP? I think so. MVP? I mean, how can you
it's
say
very
anything
rare
against
that? It's very rare that a player wins back-to-back
MVP. Back-to-back, you're right. So. I mean, because look what happened after KD won. Like, I mean, it was obviously just a completely different season. But I will say, I think Steph Curry is really changing the game. And this guy from Davidson just continues to impress us all.
All right. Well, you brought up KD. Let's go ahead and get into these comments made by Kerry Champion. She said, I guess he plays with no heart.
Right.
And Damian Lillard from the Portland Trailblazers took offense to that. So how do you guys feel about Kerry Champion's comments? Do you think they were justified?
So, like, basically the whole thing started on SportsCenter when they decided to talk about the top five players they would pick for their teams to build a franchise around, right?
Yeah.
So she picked LeBron James, Steph Curry, Russell Westbrook, Anthony Davis, and Draymond Green. Right, so obviously, Chris
build
Broussard,
your team around Draymond Green.
See, and we had questions about that. Me and Ray were talking about that earlier. We had questions about that. So obviously, people were like, you know, why not KD on the list? And she said because he doesn't play with heart. So that caused a lot of people were getting mad about that. And Damian Lillard decided to chime in on Twitter. So I'm gonna just read a couple of his tweets that he sent after. He said, "This woman on ESPN didn't put KD on the top five players to build around because he doesn't have a lot of heart. Where do they find these people, right?" And then he said, "There's plenty of women that know sports very well, but my issue is with the comment, not the gender." So obviously people turned it into a gender thing.
It's not a gender thing. I mean, but, you know, I'm happy he said that because they try to take shots at him. But Kerry Champion, what is she talking about, though? Like, how does he not have heart? And why would I start a team with Dream Draymond Green. Okay, he's a hustle player. I get it. So I'm not going to start my franchise with a hustle player.
Yeah, like, he's like, one of, what's that thing when you were a kid? Which one of these do not belong? Right. Draymond Green is not a number one option.
Right.
I'm going to be honest, like, he's a great player, of course.
Right.
But I don't think that he would be my foundation. Like, he would be, a compliment player. He's a glue player.
Exactly.
But he's not the number one option. To me, to start a team, you have to have a number one option. That's, like, the NBA is built on stars.
And
that's
how the NBA goes. Shots. We're not taking shots at Draymond, but I'm saying, like, on a good system, he's a good player. Like,
right.
Put him on the Knicks right now. What is he going to do?
I think he's still a great player. I just don't think he's the number one option.
I agree with that. Like you said, he's a compliment. He complements a great player because he's a good player.
He complements
that's what you can say about Draymond Green. Not take anything away from Draymond because he is a great player. He's having a season of a lifetime right now, obviously, with this year. But I think I get what she was trying to say, but I feel like it came out wrong, and I think that's why she's getting attacked.
I agree with Kelsey. I don't know what you're talking about right now, but but I still have issues with Draymond Green about his whole fiasco with his championship speech. They suck, we're better, like that drunk speech. Like, I still got an issue on that. So
that sounds personal.
But I'm curious, do you guys think Damian Lillard, do you think he stepped out of his boundaries? Or, I mean, why do you guys think he came to KD's defense?
I feel as though he's justified in that, as far as her calling out him for not KD for not having heart, because who is she to determine or to judge who has heart and who doesn't have heart? She doesn't play the game on next level that they do. So she doesn't necessarily have the credibility, per se, to say, oh, who's doing this, who's trying hard, who's not trying hard. So for her to say he doesn't have any heart, and for Damian Lillard to step up and I guess stand up for him, I think that was huge. I think it says a lot about the NBA brotherhood. Whenever an outsider steps in and takes shots at one of your brethren, whether or not they're on your team or not, they are still part of your brotherhood. And I feel it was definitely justified, and I appreciate his comments for that.
Real recognize real. That's all.
Yeah, that's real.
All right, showing KD love. I love it.
Word.
But is she right?
Is she right? No, she's wrong.
I mean, I feel like you can't fully justify it now. All players have their bad games. So I feel like some people might take that, obviously, as someone not having a lot of heart. I wouldn't say those words, but I think maybe that's what she's taking it as, because KD has had those games where he's not been this great KD that we're all used to. But again, I think it came out wrong how she said it, but also I don't think she should get attacked for it. And also, I hope it doesn't turn into a gender thing now where we're like, everyone's questioning women, because everything we say, if we haven't played the game on that level, you know, will we get attacked everything that we say?
I think the most ironic part about the list, about her saying KD doesn't have any heart, is that LeBron was mentioned number one. He has been challenged as being said has no heart for the longest.
No,
like, a lot of players say, a lot of people say, they say he has no heart for her. So for her to have him number one and then to follow it up with not having KD on there because of not having heart, I thought that was very interesting. So, you know, her list is her opinion. She's of course.
But that's a good point you made about LeBron, because think about every time he has a fit or like a hissy fit, you know, like, oh, he doesn't have heart. He just wants to sit out the game when he doesn't get his way. So that's a good
point.
That's a good point.
I just don't understand, like, how you go after a man's... That's character right there. You're going after... He's saying, I have no heart. That's saying, like, you know what, like...
I think he has heart. Personally, in his MVP speech, he spilled out his heart.
I'm going to say, yeah, he showed
his
heart.
My
he showed it. Like, it might not be the same type of heart she's referring to, but...
What is she talking about?
I really don't know.
I don't get it.
Kerry Champion, if you're listening, tweet us, hit us on Instagram, Snapchat, whatever, email
James
us. We want to know exactly what you meant.
I'm confused.
When I was researching, I couldn't really find how she was justifying the comments. So maybe she might let it go. She might just let it boil over. But anyway, let's go ahead and switch over a little bit. Joe Johnson recently was released by the Brooklyn Nets. Man, where do you guys see him landing in off the season, for the rest of the season?
Big game Joe. I mean, Cavaliers was trying to get him on a trade deal. But
you think that's a good fit?
Yeah, I saw that.
I don't see why not. I mean, I would rather put him in the starting lineup than J.R. Smith.
Oh, wow. But, okay, at the two, or you put him at the two, I'm assuming.
I put him at
You don't think that would slow down your lineup, because they're trying to speed up the pace of play?
I'll put him at the three.
But then LeBron's at the three.
Put LeBron at the two.
Okay.
For sure. LeBron's a forward point guard anyway. LeBron's a forward point guard anyway. Kyrie's going to be the one. LeBron can play the 2, 3, 4,
true,
or 5.
This is true.
So it don't matter where
LeBron is interchangeable in any position. And honestly, Joe Johnson is interchangeable as well. But I just feel like that the fact that they want to have a fast lineup, that inserting him at the two over J.R. Smith may slow down their lineup, because, of course, they call him ISO Joe. He's going to slow down the game. He's going to slow down the ball. So maybe if Blatt was still the coach, that would be a better lineup for him, because he'd slow down the ball. But since they want to run more, I don't know if Joe Johnson, personally, I don't know if he would fit in my lineup.
But
I would switch one of the fours out, maybe either take Kevin Love off the bench or take Tristan Thompson out, slide LeBron to the four, put Joe at the three.
Spread it out.
Yeah, so make it a smaller lineup. Then potentially I will put Joe Johnson at the three.
I mean, I think it's a good fit for the playoffs.
Okay.
Especially for the playoffs.
Especially against Golden State.
Right.
If they get that far.
I don't know. It's the East. I mean,
and so for is that, you, okay. Sorry for you guys. I want to hear it. So they also said that they think the Pistons would be a good landing spot for Joe. What do y'all think about the Pistons?
I think
for
the
him?
Pistons for sure are a great spot for him because they need a three.
Exactly.
They're weak at the three.
I like that better.
Granted, Morris is there. He's kind of like the 4-3 right now. And Joe Johnson would definitely give him a number one score next to Drummond. But do you see Detroit coming out of the playoffs? I mean, coming out of the East?
Mm-hmm. Coming out the first round? No.
I can see them coming out of the first round, but I don't see them making any moves as far as beating the Cavs.
Like, of course,
to me,
not going to beat the Cavs.
At this point in his career, Joe Johnson wants to go to a team where he's guaranteed a championship.
Right.
Because honestly, I think he would be a great fit for the Knicks. However,
the Knicks ain't.
It's not realistic to say that he's going to put us over the top for a championship this year because we still need a point guard.
The Knicks haven't made in the playoffs.
He just shut it down.
See, now here we are. Catch a fade after the show because he's disrespecting the Knicks.
The Knicks are not even, they lost their last, four
anyway,
games.
Back to the original topic at hand. No more slander, please.
Detroit's not even being Indiana. Like, Indiana is coming up.
With
I
Joe Johnson?
No.
Not with Joe Johnson. With Joe Johnson, they would Detroit they potentially could sweep Indiana.
They're not going to sweep Indiana.
Wow.
No,
I don't think that Detroit has a pretty decent lineup.
They do.
Granted, if that trade for Marcus Thornton would have went through because it got rescinded,
right.
I think that would have put them over the top. They would have been in the top six of the East.
If and only if. But, it didn't
but yeah, so the trade got rescinded, so of course right. It didn't go through as well. But I still think they have the potential to at least be a 7 seed in the East. Stan Van Gundy's making a lot of adjustments to his roster, and he's making another roster. It almost mirrors Orlando's roster back when they had Dwight Howard, back when he was in Orlando.
They
the way they
Tobias.
Have the shooters all around the one big man.
Yeah.
So it's kind of that formula works for him. So I feel like it would work.
It don't work with Joe Johnson if they got Tobias already.
Well, put Tobias at the four.
Oh. That's
Tobias is 6'10".
He could
play the four. He's a stretch four.
He could, right.
He could play the four.
You're reaching playing the four.
Okay, for example, like I said with Orlando, mm-hmm. Tobias Harris is your Rashard Lewis. He plays the four. He's a stretch four.
Ray's on point with examples today.
I'm just saying, man. I do this basketball.
But how long did that last?
Like Rashard Lewis.
It got him to the finals.
And how long did that last?
I mean, that's because Rashard Lewis.
Not going to the finals against the Cavs.
Well, Rashard Lewis's body eventually broke down, and then Turkoglu got hurt. So it wasn't just the fact that it didn't work anymore. Everybody was older.
I don't know.
They have a pretty young team, and they have a young core. This could actually work if they got a nice. They moved Tobias Harris to the four, and they brought in Joe Johnson at three. That's easily a top four team in the East. Easily.
Nah, I don't think so.
Look at that lineup. Look at that starting lineup. Let's just run it through it. You got Reggie Jackson at the point, a.k.a. Bobby Schmurda. Bobby Schmurda. Yeah. Then you got at a two. It depends on who you put at a two. You might put Pope. Kentavious Pope at the three. At the two. Joe Johnson at the three.
The two spots.
Tobias Harris at the four.
Your two spots your weakness. Okay, go ahead. Keep going.
Okay, it may be the weaker position, right. But they still have players off the bench that could come in and fill that void. They don't necessarily need scoring from the two. They just need him to play D. You already got Joe Johnson, Reggie Jackson. And then you have Drummond. You don't need another scorer at the two. You need a defender. And then you still got Tobias Harris. Like, you don't need the two guard to score. All you need is for him to play D and shoot open shots.
I'll just get them to the second round, I think.
I feel like if they were able to sign Joe Johnson.
That's against other big men, you know?
Yeah.
Like he posts up against smaller guards.
Okay.
So, putting him at the four? Bro, it's a stretch.
Tobias Harris at the four, are you saying?
Yeah, it's a stretch putting him at the four.
He's a stretch four, though. That's what stretch fours do. They
still
have to post. Because why do you need to post him when you got Drummond?
Have you watched him play against Orlando?
Okay, hold on.
When he was playing Orlando?
One more point.
Let's say, yeah. We have to wrap up, guys.
Quick question. Why do we need to post Tobias Harris when you could put Drummond at the five? He's going to post, of course. Now that you have Joe Johnson can post up.
But they're not a stretch team, though. Like, they don't play like that. They play two in the post.
Who's in the post? They had Ilyasova. Ilyasova's a shooter. He wasn't in the post.
No. They don't stretch it out, though. They put two in the post, and he pops
out. But I'm saying
out.
That's his ideal. That's the ideal offense he wants
to
run.
We'll see what Van Gundy
does. It's the four out and the one in.
We'll see what Van Gundy
does. Put in his hands.
We'll see.
I see what you're saying, though.
It's hypothetical at this point.
I thought I was going to be like Molly on first take with you guys.
I see what you're saying.
No, it's all hypothetical at this point, so let's not just get too carried away with it. All right, but let's go ahead and I guess we'll switch over to college basketball right now. Man, what's up with your guy from Duke?
Don't say my guy. Y'all know I went to Maryland.
He's dirty.
Grayson Allen,
he
man.
Is.
This is the second time he's tripped a player.
I've been saying that. All Maryland people say everyone from Duke is dirty.
He's dirty.
But
just,
anyways.
Just to provide a little background, 2 weeks ago he tripped a Louisville player in the middle of the game.
Yeah.
He was a little angry. So it kind of got swept under the rug. He said it was accidental. Okay, so, you know, no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But it happened again last night against Florida State.
Right.
He blatantly tripped
him. That one he can't defend. Like, that's no accident. There's no quotes around it. Like, he blatantly did it.
Like, so as far as repercussions from this, like, suspension? Like, of course you can't find him. He's in college. So
right.
What should Coach K do with this?
I mean, if you look at the replay, the ref saw it. And then he just looked away.
Like, they called a foul, but they didn't, like...
Yeah.
I almost feel like that was ejection worthy.
No, it should have been,
because it was a blatant trip. Like, the dude tried to cut to get open, right. And he blatantly stuck his foot out, like, yo, chill out.
And I agree with James. Like, right. The ref saw it. Like, literally, he was like, okay. Like, it happened. Right. Like, nothing happened afterwards.
That ref didn't call. It was the other ref
that
called.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right? The ref that was there didn't even do... So, how do y'all feel? Do y'all feel as though, okay, two games, one game?
Yeah, I think one game suspension.
For him and the ref.
The ref, too? Yeah.
He wants to he coming sit down, the ref.
They both got to.
Why only one game, though?
I mean, because if you look at the other, there was a player on, I'm not sure what the team was, but he tripped the ref.
Yeah, I remember when he tripped the ref. He got two games, I thought.
He got two games?
I was saying, I remember that. Yeah, I think he got two.
He got two games.
I think he did get two.
And seeing as that this is Grayson's second chime, right. I think, hey.
Oh, yeah, so he did it before, one, did it again, two.
He did it the first time and said it was an accident, but clearly... It wasn't an accident. All right,
so you give him two games, and then you give the rest, the ref. You give the ref 1 week, no pay.
That's harsh. I mean, I still think.
Right, for everybody.
He got to feed his family, man.
It's because of Carrie, man.
He's just mad. Carrie messed up his whole day.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, I think one game's enough in essence. I mean, I think Coach K has to set an example. Let's be for real. And obviously, this guy cannot keep doing this. Otherwise, the NCAA is going to have to obviously get into this, I think, incident. But, I mean, it was just blatant. Like, there's just there's no other way to put it. It's dirty basketball. There's no gamesmanship. There's no sportsmanship. And, I mean, who likes to watch a game when you start to get like that? Yes, I know emotions run high. Maybe on Carrie's opposite side, this guy's playing with too much heart, and that's why he's tripping people.
Especially at the college level. You
want to
make sure.
Especially in college, right. Like, I mean, why? And especially if you're looking to go pro. I mean, what do you think they're seeing from that? That's just dirty. That's disgusting. Nobody likes that.
What was the play before that? Did the guy score on him? I didn't remember.
71. I just remember only clip I saw was that particular part. I guess it was a dead ball. The guy tried to cut on an inbound, and he just stuck his foot out. Like, chill out, dude.
I probably was killing him. So
I mean, he looked frustrated at the time anyway. Right. So it may have been something else that happened earlier.
But they were
we
winning,
see,
though, right?
But either way, I don't think.
But Duke
it was
doesn't do anything anywhere this year, anyways, in the tournament. Let's be for real. Duke is not the same Duke.
Like,
you know,
every game is like
to,
every game. You don't know what's going to happen. So.
Yeah.
I mean, they beat North Carolina.
So would Coach K risk it? Seeing as that Grayson Allen is probably one of his best players.
That's true.
Would he risk? The NCAA tournament by suspending him? Because all the games count
but
right now.
Say, I don't think Duke's doing anything in the
Duke's
tournament this year anyways. You know what I mean? I mean, yes, Coach K is going
to
believe
that. Oh, she's ready to wave the white flag on him.
I'm sorry. I'm going with my Terps this tournament. But anyways, I really don't think that Duke is going to do anything in this tournament. But again, Coach K does need to set the example. He is like in a leadership position. He's Coach K. Like, he's on a whole nother level of coaches.
Bit,
don't hate on my Terps. Melo's going
to
leave my Terps back. Don't go on my Terps.
Yeah,
but
another Mellow.
No, this is the good Mellow.
Oh, you heard that right?
Anyway.
Your Mellow's struggling right now. But again, Grayson, just do better. You know, do better. I know your parents taught you better. I mean, that's all I can say.
Your Mellow is like 189 for like 220.
Ooh.
Are you guys talking to me? I'm not paying attention.
189 for 220?
I will not engage in any of this.
Never
slander.
Made the playoffs in 4 years?
Ooh.
Okay, so.
I'm sorry, 2 years.
Oh, you guys want to talk about football?
Sure,
all right, so Colin Kaepernick apparently is requesting a trade officially from the 49ers. Do you think that has anything to do with Chip Kelly?
Oh, man. I don't know if he can play against on Chip Kelly's system.
Yeah, that's
obviously
why.
He almost fits it a little bit because of the speed-up option. Like, the way Mariota used to run it in college, you know, all the as far as, like, the – what is it called? The option, play option, things like that. I feel as though he could potentially fit the offense, but – maybe Kaepernick's not trying to hear that. Maybe he wants to be a traditional quarterback.
And also, let's say Kaepernick, as we've been hearing, has been having problems already, obviously, with the previous coach. So I think it goes deeper into that. I think Kaepernick's right now, I think he's not happy with himself.
Right.
He's not the same Kaepernick that we saw before that people really put on an elite level.
Right.
I mean, he's on
prematurely.
The bench. Basically, like, we saw Kaepernick, what happened to Kaepernick this past season is like what happened to RG3. Like, he literally went from
the
penthouse to the outhouse, like literally. And I think he's just frustrated. And I think Chip Kelly's probably trying to get him to do stuff that maybe he does not want to do.
You heard about the locker room?
See, like, there's just so much stuff going on.
Too much going on.
Okay. And I like Kaepernick.
Elaborate on the locker room.
The locker room. He was messing with players. I forgot his name. Almond something like that.
Yeah, I think
Almond something. But whatever it is, he went to his car, broke Kaepernick's car in the parking lot. Like, he was messing with his girl, and he knew about that. Like, he knew that was his girl.
Wow.
And now Kaepernick, he wifed it up.
Oh, wow.
Right. So, that's
cold
another problem.
Cold-blooded.
So, he got to get out of Dodge. Basically, he got to get out of Dodge. You know?
Ouch. Never mess with anybody's girl. That's all I can say.
You ain't no R&B singer, buddy. So you got to play against these guys.
It's
if you leave.
Mr. Steel, girl.
Yeah. I mean, anytime you mess up the chemistry in a locker room, especially when you're a quarterback, I mean, let's be for real. It's not going to be good.
I can't believe he was messing with Sanaa Lathan. I look at her differently now.
Oh, wow. Okay. Shots, he's always going left field with it. I don't understand where this stuff's coming from. It just comes from
anywhere. Come on, Sonata. I used to love you.
Brown I still sugar. Love her.
So what do y'all see, love I guess, basketball. A landing spot for Kaepernick?
Landing spot.
I heard some talk about the Jets a little bit.
I could see the Jets.
I think the Rams might be a good look for him. So which one you guys feel that anyone is a favorite
Kaepernick
right now?
If Joe Flacco stays hurt, I will take Kaepernick for the Ravens.
Oh, and they actually were talking about a contract, renegotiation, maybe an extension for Flacco. So are you nervous?
I am nervous because obviously...
You guys don't want to be the worst team in the league again,
No, we were not the worst. There was like three or four teams under us. Ravens fans, I got you.
I mean, record-wise, but actually the visual...
But I think if Flacco doesn't come back, of course it's going to be scary, especially since we lost Tyrod Taylor as our backup because Tyrod Taylor was like the sure backup. Too. I saw that. Yeah. But obviously, I would take Kaepernick. I don't see it happening. I don't see Ozzie Newsome bringing him in to our system. But, I mean, I do think Joe will hopefully come back. But will he be the same Joe Flacco? That's what everybody has yet to see. You know, he might not have that return like Peyton Manning did. And let's be for real. Peyton Manning coming back after his injury was not the same Peyton Manning. As we saw in the Super Bowl, he didn't really have to be Peyton Manning because his team helped him.
I don't know.
Speaking of Peyton Manning, do we want to talk about this? Oh, the elephant in the room?
Can we please? Because nobody wants to talk
about
it.
Goodness gracious. And, what is going on?
Peyton, the good Peyton that we all know. Like, Peyton's almost like a, I don't want to say like a god, but like a football god. Like, he was like literally just... He was Peyton Manning.
He had like the white cloud around. He had the glow, and now that glow is like...
I mean...
Dimming.
You put it out there. You had... It was in the contract not to say nothing about it. And you and your dad.
And he wrote it in his book. Well, let's give him a little bit of background on it. So for people that don't know, apparently an old situation back at Tennessee when Peyton was a player. He had an incident with an athletic trainer. We don't really know exactly what happened.
Right.
Peyton says he mooned the trainer. The trainer said it was more. She actually filed she went to the sexual assault.
Right.
And filed a claim or a report, saying that something else happened. And, they kind of settled it out of court, and they signed a non-disclosure agreement where nobody would mention it anymore. However, Peyton still felt some kind of way about it a couple years later and wrote it in a book. So he basically broke that agreement.
Right.
So now she's coming back again. Oh, actually, I think it was Peter King.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote an article because he felt some type of way about the slander that Newton was receiving.
Right. Exactly.
And he felt as though, hey, you know what? Peyton Manning is not that squeaky clean either.
Right.
Remember this? So he kind of brought it out of nowhere like, hey, remember this, guys? Right. And then now it's blowing up again because now we got different people in the media and different agencies and foundations kind of like boycotting Peyton Manning somewhat. They want him to drop his endorsements with Papa John's.
Dude, Papa John's is huge for Peyton Manning. He makes so much. He got a kiss from Papa John's freaking out of the Super Bowl.
And Budweiser.
And then also State Farm.
Yep.
So, it's just kind of strange that this article came out of nowhere and all of a sudden it's like going crazy.
And then also let's talk about the University of Tennessee right now. There's been like five or six people that are saying it's still happening. So like it's a culture that's happening. And I think that's something that we all need to talk about.
They got a Title IX lawsuit
right
now too.
Right. Do student athletes, are they like on a different level? And when students report sexual assault from athletes, do we think it's actually like going through a system or process of happening? I mean, you guys can talk about it at your colleges, I guess. And James, you were a student athlete, so you can probably really speak to that. But I mean, like, he went on you, James.
Jeez. Oh, wow. The shade.
I mean, he was there.
Oh, wow.
He's saying you were just the athlete, James, not the student part. But I'm going to back you up. I think James.
That's
not
even what I was trying to say. She went the whole
class.
Other way with it.
But no, I mean, but this is a serious topic. Like, I really want to hear your guys' thoughts on this.
Left the building.
Will Peyton Manning be the same Peyton Manning? I mean, is Eli looking better to everyone now? I mean, how does Archie feel? Like, what are y'all thoughts?
Let me
just go by saying that, 20 years ago this happened, but her career was tarnished by this. You know, guys, like, she was, like, basically blackballed.
Yeah.
Right, and she was already, I have to say, she was a female athletic trainer. That's a very hard position, especially in a sport of football.
And she has the resume. Like, people came to her defense, like, oh, she's a great trainer, but she just couldn't find a job like that in a major conference. And then when she went to Florida, they didn't really give it, like, she had to leave.
Because, I know there was some type of report that Archie Manning actually visited or wrote a letter to her employer, which actually ended up getting her fired.
Yeah, she got fired.
Wow.
Yeah, they put it on her desk.
They were, like, really mad at her, and they just kept going at her. Right. So, I mean, it was kind of crazy. But it's back to go back to Kelsey's comment.
And she changed her name. She got married, and she still got fired.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Right. Back to Kelsey's comment about how Eli feels. I mean, Does he care? I mean, he was already the best Manning in the family anyway.
Oh, that's why he had that look on his face when Peyton Manning won the Super Bowl.
Oh, man, we're tired.
Because he was like, well, now I got to hear about this.
No, I'm never going to get another one.
It's crazy.
I don't know. I just feel like elite Manning is the better quarterback anyway. But in regards to the endorsements and everything, man, it was 20 years ago. Like, I understand it's still a serious point.
That because think about Bill Cosby stuff. That stuff was freaking way
But I was going to say, I was going to say with that as well, like,
Bill Cosby is done, you guys. Yeah, right? Like, he's done. No more Cosby.
Bill Cosby was 50 years
ago. Well, I think Peyton Manning is done. I don't think he's coming back.
I don't think he should come back. Why come back and play under this umbrella?
He's not playing next year because, for one, Denver doesn't want him, I don't think. And then now he has all this extra stuff.
But Gary Kubiak did say, I mean, obviously still have to talk, but I think obviously, like, they want, go with Brock. Like, let's be for real. Brock is, like, the future of Denver. I don't think you can say anything different. And Peyton Manning, I mean, he's done enough. I don't know why he would want to come back. He would get injured. And also, like I said, he's playing under this bad umbrella. It's kind of like if Ray Rice was able to come back. Let's be for real. People would boo him. They would hate him. Like, you know, it'd just be like a whole different ball game for Ray Rice. And that's what Peyton Manning would go into. But I'm glad this came up because I think so many colleges have swept stuff under the rug. But now that we see it's happening, University of Tennessee is going through it. And I think other schools now are going to start to, you know, hopefully get procedures and stuff in place so it doesn't keep happening. Because it's going to put a bad reputation on your school. And obviously that's going to have effects on recruiting and everything else.
Speaking of that, how do you guys feel about the press conference they had where I guess all the 16 varsity coaches had like a little forum and they just answered questions for the media. Mm-hmm. Do you feel as though that was impactful at all, or was it more so like a recruiting ploy? How do you guys feel about that?
Yeah, recruiting ploy.
And I have to say the same thing.
Did you watch it? Because when I was watching, I was like, oh, this is interesting. But these coaches weren't in place when a lot of this stuff happened. It kind of is a disconnect a little bit because they can't really speak for what was happening. They can only speak for what's currently happening. Maybe if you had some of the people that were involved back then or during some time, but that time frame with the Title IX case, maybe they should have been at the press conference. But I understand legalities, they probably can't
the
be.
The good old NCAA.
They can't speak on it and things like that.
But think about how many like things we hear about later, which is scary. Like, think about the whole Penn State case.
Right.
Like, I feel like so much, it's scary now because there's probably stuff that we're going to hear about when we're all old people. Right. Like, the stuff that's going to come out at colleges. And it's scary that so much stuff is hidden and people are afraid to, like, say stuff. Because, you know, the money and the repercussions that it can take. But, I mean, I look at Peyton in a whole nother way. And this is, I mean, I remember when I was in sixth grade. I'm going to go back. Sorry, I got to tell a little story. But I got the quarterback club award when I was at Boys and Girls Club, and it was presented by the Manning family because they were a big supporter of the Boys and Girls Club. And basically, they gave it to me because I was good in school and I had a lot of community service. And, like, I was so excited to meet the Mannings. Like, they're the Mannings, you know, they're like the elite family. But now, looking back, I'm like, oh my gosh. You know, like, it's scary. And again, I feel for this girl because now her whole life has changed because of this incident. And obviously, Peyton's still being Peyton.
20 years worth.
I mean, think about that. Like, her whole life has changed. What if you just change your name? Like, I mean, what if you couldn't get a job anymore? What if you couldn't work? We all want to work in sports. What if someone told you guys could not work in sports? Like, just think about what she's had to go through just because he's Peyton Manning.
I'd go back to stripping personally.
Oh man. Wow. Magic Mike?
No.
Wow. Magic Mike Ray.
Don't say
it. What was the other Magic one? Ray. Brown Sugar. No, Chocolate Thunder. It was some other one that came out. Y'all watched it, too.
I don't know what flick she's talking about.
I don't know what flick that is.
Look, we're not going to talk about my past life here. We're just going to keep it moving. So, all right. So we pretty much came to the conclusion that Peyton is done for the most part.
I think so.
That's where I'm at with it.
Because if he comes back, I mean, where is he going? Is he staying there? Is he playing? Is he going to start? I mean,
I think he has a lot of turmoil to deal with right now. It might be just time
just too much drama.
His legacy is at risk right now.
He needs to worry about his family right now. Yeah.
I think his legacy is definitely tarnished.
Right. It is.
Regardless. All right. So let's transition back. We kind of got off track with that one a little bit. Let's get back to these actual quarterbacks that's going to be free agents per se.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got RG3. The Redskins announced that he's definitely not coming back.
Yeah.
Which we already knew. That's why he sat out the majority of the season because he was healthy. He was a healthy scratch.
Very healthy. So he was walking on the sidelines healthy.
Yeah, he was gone.
So where's he at it? You got Kaepernick leaving San Francisco potentially. Can he go to San Francisco? You think he'll fit that lineup or that system?
Where could RG3 go?
I think RG is
Dallas.
I think he's going to Texas.
Houston.
Everything's better in Texas. Or no, everything's bigger in Texas.
Throw one out there.
Is he from Texas?
Yeah,
well, he went to Baylor. He was in Texas. I mean, and he's from Texas.
They love him in Texas.
So Houston maybe? Because Houston has some quarterback issues.
Yeah, Houston would be a better fit.
Dallas definitely needs a new quarterback.
If not Houston, you could go home. Go home. Just go home.
Yeah, Houston or Dallas.
Just go home.
You think it'll work there, though? Can he revive his career is what I'm asking. Because he had a great rookie season.
Yep.
Kind of went to his head a little bit. Too many footlongs. got hurt.
Right.
Don't do that to Subway. They've taken enough with Jared.
Let me tell you what he needs to do. He needs to revive his career, right?
How, though?
So his first thing you do, go to the barbershop.
Oh.
Take your braids out.
Let him keep his braids.
You work out hard.
Let him keep his braids.
I think that is the start.
Honestly, I've seen more looking guys like, trying to bring back cornrows. I'm just saying, I've seen it.
No, there's a lot of negativity in those braids. It's a lot of old pain in those braids.
You guys are too funny. What about dreads? Can you do dreads?
No, he got to start over.
He needs a clean shave. Like,
he needs a fresh season.
Oh my god.
What do
you
say? Low cut season with the deep waves.
Yeah, with the deep waves.
He needs to start all the way over.
The wave cap at night. Yo, he needs to start, man.
Because I think that's what, those braids are carrying a lot of bad
energy. Allen Iverson did good with braids.
That's Iverson.
But Allen Iverson never was a bum either.
Right. Iverson didn't sit out for a whole year.
Oh my gosh.
His teammate kick him off the team and say, yo, just stand there for a little while. Right,
like, but I mean, honestly.
Just stand here and observe.
With RG3, though, let's also, I mean, yes, he was great on the field his rookie season, but also off the field, he like the number one jersey sell. Like, there's just so much potential for RG3. I think he's still, to me, he's exciting because I love a mobile quarterback. I really do. And I think that's what
he doesn't want to be a mobile quarterback.
He doesn't. I wouldn't necessarily say that. I mean, let's be for real. When RG3 got hurt, it's because my Ravens, when Haloti Ngata played for the Ravens, he hurt his knee, and he had to go out. I mean, he was playing
time
the Ravens,
hurt his knee,
so
right?
It happened.
He has one more time to hurt his knee.
Right, and that's the unfortunate thing. That's what's scary
So that's
about
what I'm saying.
Him.
He doesn't want to be a running quarterback
He doesn't
quarterback
want to be
anymore.
That, but he's going to have to. Let's think about the NFL. Let's think about defensive now. Like, you have to. Flacco did not want to be a freaking mobile quarterback. Flacco used to not move at all in the pocket when
he used to kill me, but you have to
be now. That's true.
And that's their main problem.
And that's what will be scary. Like, that's what's scary.
Go home. Go home. I mean, really, go home.
No.
Go home. Go to a barbershop.
I'm tired of seeing him on the sidelines. It's sad.
I think the key,
that was
like,
the most
James,
thing.
Laid it out. Go Cut home. The braids. First and foremost.
Cut the braids,
Let him
man.
Keep the braids. Cut he the probably braids. Took a long time to grow his hair.
And it's a long time. That's in the past, man. He didn't get rid of
his
all
career
that.
Was good a long time ago.
Like, you think it's a joke? I'm serious.
I'm serious, too. I'm dead serious.
And hold on. Just being RG3, I don't know if you guys saw the whole picture that got, like, a lot of negativity with the onesie. He wore a onesie with him, his wife, and then people were calling his baby ugly. Did you guys see those comments on Instagram?
Oh wow,
it was so mean.
I didn't
say people don't go on anybody's kids. I just think that's really mean.
Yeah, don't go on nobody's kids.
I just put a PSA out about that.
Did the baby have braids too?
You see, we have to question now.
I'm just asking
because y'all about to go on a baby.
No, I'm not going on. No, I'm not. I just asked if the baby had the braids.
Ray, say something. You're the floor general. You're supposed to do something.
I'm just asking the baby hair braids. That's all I
have. So left with it.
RG, I really do think he's a great quarterback.
RG3, come see me.
Since it's Black History Month, let's talk about.
I'll give you a haircut.
Oh my gosh.
That's even more reason to cut them braids.
No, but that's mean.
He got to look more presentable when he goes to these job interviews.
You guys are horrible.
I got Clippers.
I'm curious to hear what you guys think of his legacy, not just as a quarterback, but as an African-American black quarterback, since obviously that's been a big topic.
To be honest, I don't know that he has a legacy. It was only one season.
Interesting. So you don't think he'll be talked about like 10 years from now?
No, not at all.
Wow.
Not at all. Or maybe in D.C. area. They'll say, oh, remember that one guy?
Right.
With the tarantula dreads.
Oh my
tarantula
God.
Like, no, I'm not so trying to be funny, but like, I don't think he's done enough to have a legacy.
Dreads?
Like, he's at a crossroads in his career right now.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on what decision he makes next will determine if he even establishes a legacy. Because if he has one more bad stop, he could be out the league. Russell.
Hold up, man.
Like, he could be done. Like, nobody talks about Jamarcus Russell.
No, nobody does.
Except when they say, oh, that's that fat boy that made all the millions and stole all the millions from the Raiders.
And codeine and stuff.
He
like
doesn't want to be in that category.
Right,
so
right.
The next decision that he makes is going to be very important for his legacy that he may not have.
Y'all remember Chris Cross?
Interesting.
Chris Cross?
Yeah. Don't do it.
Chris Cross,
we are not talking about his dreams.
Jump.
He looks like Chris Cross' cousin.
Yo, oh my God!
Get him out of
you
here.
You guys are so wrong.
Get him out of here.
So you guys don't think he'll be happy as like just the backup quarterback for the rest of his career?
No, because I think he displayed that his ego was out of control when he was like that. Like I said, after that first season, his ego went crazy. Like, there was a lot of locker room chatter about him being above the rest of the players on the team. He used to throw a lot of players under the bus at press conferences.
Right.
So I feel like this experience has definitely humbled him, and that's why I feel like this is a very important point in his career, because if he learns from this experience and goes to another team and comes out a little more humble and actually becomes a team player, then he might be able to go and do great things, because he actually has skill as a football player.
Yeah, I was gonna say, he's a great player. I mean, I hope, I wish, I just hope for the best for him. That's all I can say.
You guys are living in the past.
No. I root for him. And speaking of the Redskins, I know you were talking about it earlier. Mm-hmm. Kirk Cousins. What do you guys see? I mean, is he the future for the Redskins? I mean, has DC finally found somebody that might get them to the championship?
Possibly.
I think there's an issue because they seem like they don't want to pay him. So
yeah, that's
kind of crazy to me. That
and how much you're going to let both quarterbacks leave?
Well, that's a whole nother conversation because I don't think he was that great.
Uh-huh.
I think he was a great game manager. He didn't make too many mistakes. Mm-hmm. He made a couple crucial mistakes, but for the most part, he had a decent season.
Right. I mean,
so I wouldn't say he was in the bottom half in the NFL. Right. He's in the top half.
I mean, if they didn't have Kurt, they wouldn't have made the playoffs.
Exactly.
Right. They needed him.
And
right.
then on top of that, he made the playoffs.
But he also had a good team. He had a good team to play with.
Like. An okay team.
Deshaun Jackson showed up
for a couple
games. The Redskins were better, though. You have to remember, like, last season they had, what, 4 or 5 wins, whatever?
Okay.
Like, they made a crucial turnaround.
In the NFC East.
I want to say, that was my question. Was it the Redskins were great or the rest of the division was bad?
But
the rest of
the division was bad. Even
the Giants, the Giants tanked. The division was bad.
Giants tanked. That's why they lost.
I remember the Redskins-Giants game. They were horrible. They didn't show up. I was there. I was just disappointed.
And I was like, my father came down from New York.
I was looking at Eli.
Like, okay. With that face of his. Didn't show up to the fourth quarter?
No, I agree.
Eli makes that dumb face one more time. He makes that dumb face one more time. He makes that dumb face one more time.
Yeah, that game was bad. Like, I heard people saying, like, the DC Divas might as well have came in for this game.
Oh, wow.
It got really bad, right?
So, sorry for your Giants. Are we paying them? Oh, well, not we. Are the Redskins gonna pay him, or because what are the options?
They have to.
Ted, who's the Redskins owner?
Let me throw something out there for you.
No, you're thinking of Ted.
Yeah,
you're thinking of basketball. He's in basketball.
Like, let me throw one out there for you. Let Kirk Cousins leave, right?
Okay.
Kaepernick, holla at me.
It's not gonna happen. It wouldn't happen now.
But
it wouldn't happen.
Why?
I would like it, but it wouldn't happen.
Why? Why not?
I don't see it. I don't see the Redskins I just don't. Kaepernick's gonna probably want more than a freaking Kirk.
But they would be willing to pay Kaepernick because he has the marketability.
Star power.
He has the marketability.
Look at his last season.
You know, Dan Snyder loved RG3.
Oh, Dan Snyder.
That would be the ideal replacement for IG3 if you get Kaepernick. Because
tickets will still be in
very marketable.
Tickets will be in stands.
Oh, my God. Okay, so if that happened, where do you see Kirk?
He's going to be a backup somewhere.
Kirk will be in L.A. With Fisher.
The Rams?
With Fisher.
I don't see him with the Rams.
With Fisher. Fisher likes him, I think.
I'm thinking about it.
He heard through the grapevine.
I know. Yeah.
But just put that up there.
He has sources that we
remember? Right. Yeah, I can't reveal my sources. Yeah, it was back in my old life when I was dancing.
You know, me and Adam Schefter, you know, we text all day. So.
Oh, let's talk about that.
Adam Schefter.
Look at that.
Jason Pierre-Paul is suing ESPN and Adam Schefter for releasing his medical records.
It's not going far.
Well, I mean, they said he unlawfully recovered them somehow.
So a doctor gave him it unlawfully.
So he's got to come for the doctor, too. I mean, I don't know how he got him, but...
They don't. Like, what are you going to get me for? Slander? What are you going to get me for?
They're going to settle out of court.
It doesn't
matter.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be out of court. It's not going to go.
Yo, $300,000, get out of here.
Yeah, he's getting more than that.
Nah, bro.
He's getting more than that.
I mean, what are you going to get me off of? Slander?
Yeah.
What else? Like, what else can you get
me off? And Privacy Act.
But that's not me. That's the doctor. That's not me.
It depends on how he got him, though.
Yeah, that's
like if he didn't get him from the doctor, or he just like took him, or
I got him from
somebody. Regardless of how he got him, he wasn't supposed to release him.
Okay, so I got it from somebody at the hospital. The hospital gets sued.
That's what I'm saying. Pierre-Paul, he has to put some more people in that claim, but still, Schefter's the one who actually released it to the public.
Who's his lawyer?
Interesting.
All right.
Well,
that's
what
what's up. I mean, I feel like you guys basically said it all. Because I thought y'all were going to keep going. But like you said, I mean, it depends on how it happened. Adam Schefter, I mean, I have nothing.
He's the
guy
man.
Breaks everything. I mean, you can't have nothing but
he's the
like,
man.
Right. I mean, right. Every story, Adam Schefter.
Now
Adam
that makes Schefter. Me question, how is he getting his information?
So what is he doing?
I wonder how everyone gets these freaking
information.
Like
Al Capone
doing strange for a piece of change.
He looked like Al Capone yesterday in his pinstripe suit.
Yeah, I like to.
Yeah,
speaking
hair.
Of suits,
yeah.
Did you see the O.J. Simpson episode this week, right?
Because no,
I know
you're
a fan
that,
like
no.
me.
No, I missed it.
Y'all both missed. Oh,
I don't watch
see,
it.
I'm not,
I'm
not
I don't watch it.
Why don't you watch it?
I can't watch it, man.
Why?
I used to love O.J. I still love
I don't think they do him dirty in this show.
They don't. I think they really show like the
It's good to get the actual story because, like I said, we were young when the story happened, so it's good to actually get the story on.
It's a little like twisted.
Y'all got to watch.
It was Chloe. It wasn't really Kim in that room, the last episode. It was Chloe.
It was Chloe's bedroom. That's what she said. But of course, they're
going to be detail.
I don't
want to
watch that, man. Like,
Kim's famous. I love how people are still saying that Chloe's OJ's.
The more I think about it, the more you look at it,
the more you look at it,
like,
the more you watch these episodes,
Half-Blood.
They look alike. For real.
But you guys spoke about something important.
Big girl. She's the tallest.
Y'all are too much.
Broad shoulders. Boom. OJ's
Chloe,
daughter.
I still love you.
OJ's daughter.
Left y'all are funny.
What's again?
On the show this Chloe week, Simpson. Though, it was crazy because it's what you're talking about. This Simpson. Episode was big on Nicole Simpson's, her best friend, actually, that wrote a book.
That's my best friend.
Yeah, and it wasn't really her good best friend because her best friend told in the book about some of the stuff that Nicole was doing with other guys and stuff. And basically kind of revealed that Nicole was like a sex addict and always like needed it. And basically, you know, they had fun, which is like really scary. So, I mean, it was good. I don't want to give away too much, but let's just basically say that I love this show. I see why it's a top hit. And I think we see a side of OJ that we didn't get to see before because I think growing up, like you just heard the bad side of the OJ Simpson case and, you know, whatever. Nicole Simpson unfortunately dying, but great episode. OJ, Juice, whatever you want to call him.
Bird.
I love it. And Robert Kardashian's birthday actually just passed. I think, you know, kind of went hand in hand with it. But anyways, good show to watch. Love it. Y'all should watch. Y'all slacking.
I'll think about it.
It was a great show to watch. This is a great show to listen to.
Exactly.
Make sure y'all continue to support us. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat.
Twitter.
YouTube.
Everything.
Everything. Put it everywhere. Wherever you want to be.
Everybody Google Ray. I don't know. You said he was a stripper.
Three's a Crowd Sportscast. Appreciate y'all listening to us this episode.
Chocolate
I'm
Thunder.
Ray Jones.
Kelsey Nelson.
Hip. We out.
R.I.P. to the competition. Step.